Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. This is Pastor Valerie Burrell with our special guest, Pastor Linda Brown from Agape Christian Ministries, here in Pastor Carolyn's stead on this evening. We are grateful to be with you all to share regarding the subject of increase. We're also glad to have with us my husband, Elder Benny Burrell, who may chime in or may not. Amen. But we thank God for you, Pastor Linda, for stepping in with us this evening as we share concerning increase. And for you and I, this has been a topic for the last couple of weeks in our Bible study with the Empowerment Place and Agape. God has just really been speaking to us about increase in different areas of our lives. And tonight I just think because we've been in that vein and it's been blessing us, we've been seeing the manifestation of what God has been speaking to us in our studies, that I just felt like maybe we could share it with the listening audiences and they can get a little bit, well, they can get a lot of what God has been doing, what God has been doing with us. So we're grateful. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, just thanking you for who you are and for all that you've done and all that you're doing. God, we ask even now that as we've come together, oh God, to share concerning your word, oh God, to share concerning increase, oh God, that you would be in our midst. Right now, we bind every contrary spirit that would try to show its head, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would be glorified in all that we say.
Hallelujah.
And in all that we do. God, we ask you to have your way on tonight.
Yes,
and
Lord.
God, right now, we lift Pastor Carolyn Henderson to you right now, God.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask that you would look upon her wherever she is, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for healing in her body. We thank you for needs being met, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for having
your
way.
Hallelujah.
In her life.
Hallelujah.
Even on this evening, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Like only you
thank
can.
You, Lord
in
God.
The name
in
of
the name of
Jesus.
Of Jesus,
and we
count
these things done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You know, Pastor Val, you know, I just want to jump in here for a moment, because when you were talking about the vein we've been in for the last few weeks, and even for the last few months, it's like God has been building, and we actually have been seeing the increase before our eyes.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
All those that have been a part of the Bible study, they have seen the increase in their lives, but not only in their lives, in the lives of others that have been in the Bible study group.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That is just so exciting when you see God moving right in your midst.
Yes.
The very thing that you're desiring. We have different ones that have been on the in the Bible study. They've been desiring increase in the Word, and we see that increase in the Word in their lives.
Amen.
Some of them wanted to walk in more power and authority. We've been seeing that actual increase because, you know, the faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. And when that word comes, it starts transforming. So the increase is going to come. We talked about seeds and planting seeds and how one water, but God gives the increase. So, I mean, it's like God has just been building on everything that he's been teaching us over these last 6 months.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. And if we really were to take an inventory of all the teachings that he's done in the midst of us, I can definitely attest to the fact that he has strategically put before us teachings and themes and subjects to give to the people, to empower them and ready them for the task at hand.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so very important, that as leaders, we have got to hear God. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have got to have an ear to hear what God is speaking concerning us and the vision that he's given us, but also concerning the people. Because often in ministries, people are seeking increase, but they want increase in bodies, but not an increase of God. spirit. They want increase in finances, but not increase in those who are being saved, healed, and delivered.
Yes.
They're seeking to get increase the way that the world desires increase to come. But God is saying to his people, and especially to his leaders now, there's a different way that you've got to go about things. You've got to have the heart of God. Oh, what are the components that you said about the heart? And the ear and the mouth. The mouth is the Holy Spirit. And we've got to have the heart of God. We've got to have the mind of God.
The eyes of God, the ears of Christ, and the mouth of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And by having those things, even as leaders, those are going to be the things that help us to prepare our people for increase. And so we look at the word increase and the dictionary, according to Webster, says increase is to become larger or greater in size, amount, or number, to make something larger or greater in size, to become progressively greater, to multiply by production of young, to make greater. You know, so when we look at increase, we can't look at it as the world does by multiplying in number, making greater, if it's not greater glory for God.
Because
we're not seeking glory for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All the glory belongs to God.
Amen. Amen.
So when we're looking at this, when we look at increase, when we're looking at adding value to the kingdom of God, we have got to be mindful of the things that we're doing and our behaviors in the kingdom.
Mm.
And you would be like, well, what are you talking about? We look at the fruit of the Spirit. What do we know the fruit of the Spirit to be? And what's the significance of the fruit of the Spirit? What's the significance? We hear people talk about it, preach about it, all these things, but in Galatians 5:22, it tells us.
But
the fruit of the Spirit
is
love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
There's no law. And you know what, Pastor Val? I'm thinking about that. Now, when we know that God's word is alive. And in order for something to grow and increase, it needs to be alive.
Yes.
So when God's word comes, when the word is released in the lives of an individual, and if that word is released, when that word comes, that individual, when they receive it, they grow in the area of that word.
Amen.
The word that's been spoken. When they receive the word, we will grow in that area. So when the word comes, the word brings increase.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I think of 3 John, verse 2. It said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, and be in health just as your soul prospers."
Amen. Amen.
And so when we prosperity brings increase, and it doesn't just mean monetarily.
That's right.
It means in every area of our life, increase in health, increase in strength, increase in the fruit of the Spirit, increase in love, increase in joy, increase in peace, increase in humility, in meekness, in faith. The word brings those things to us.
Amen. Amen. I think it was who that did say, Nina, Prophet Nina, this weekend talked about increase in faith. And she went right back to the word, because even the teaching then was one was building on the other as God was speaking.
Yes.
But Luke 17:6, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to that tree, be pulled up by the root and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, if you add that and are able to increase your faith, then that will also bring increase in your life. How are you going to increase your faith? We said it earlier. By being in the Word of God.
Right, the
when
Word.
When you know what the Word says, when you know the power that the Word carries and how it strengthens us, the Word says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth
out of the mouth of God. Amen.
Amen. So what better? What better thing to feast on to bring increase in our lives? Yeah, I'm like a lot of people. I like a good meal. I like going out and sitting at a table and fellowshipping with my brothers and my sisters and my family and having a good meal, especially if the person knows how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
That is nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I take that back. There is something better. Because when I can sit amongst my brothers and sisters and we can feast on the word of God,
mm-hmm.
bringing increase to my spirit, man,
mm-hmm.
and then decrease in my waist size. Come
mm-hmm.
on, let's be real.
Come on. Yeah.
I can get fat off the word.
Mm-hmm. Get built up.
Day, and it will build me up. It will bring increase in my life like nothing I've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And God will be glorified in the midst of it.
Hallelujah.
How better can we represent him than by knowing his word? How
mm-hmm.
better can we
mm-hmm.
increase the kingdom
mm-hmm.
except we'll be obedient to what his word says? But if we're not spending time in the word,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if we don't know his promises and we're asking for houses and cars and buses and trains
right.
and all these things. But Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God
right. and his righteousness.
And then all these other things shall be added unto you. But first, seek me.
Yeah.
Seek my kingdom. Seek my righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can expect increase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Then you can expect increase. But we're going about it the wrong way. We have been going about it the wrong way. And as leaders, we have got to become very careful and sensitive to the heart of God so that we're not mistreating his sons and daughters.
Right.
Because too often as leaders, we want something from the people without giving them truth. That
right.
is not going to bring increase to the kingdom of God.
We talked about truth, too, knowing the truth and the truth making us free.
Yeah.
And, you know, and knowing the truth brings increase.
It absolutely does.
Being free brings increase.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, and I see that. I mean, look at those who have been subjected to a prison sentence, be it a day or years.
Mm-hmm.
They're limited by what they can do, by what they have access to,
mm-hmm.
to who's available to them. They're limited behind bars.
Mm. You know what came to mind, Pastor Val? Is those that have been behind bars for 30 and 40 years, innocent. Those that have been held captive, had their freedom denied, but never did a crime.
Oh, my.
Falsely accused.
Oh, my.
And they were not free.
Not free.
But they were innocent. Christ has made us free.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
But so many of us are still being held captive by the enemy. But we're free. We've been made free. But we don't know that we are free.
Well, so God, we're asking, and this has been ringing. The word that says, create in us a clean heart
mm-hmm.
and renew the right spirit within us. We don't know we're free because our spirit man is jacked up. We don't know we're free because our mind is being bombarded with the voice of the enemy, and we don't have the ability to discern
right.
what's God and what's the enemy. So, the word tells us, come on, it says even in the last days, the very elite will find themselves believing a lie before they believe the truth.
That they would be deceived.
They would be deceived. Lord, increase. We say we want increase.
We say we want increase. But what does that increase look like? And
what's
for different people, it would be different things, I'm certain.
Yeah. Because some people, in their desire for increase, are seeking increase not based on God's plan, but
right.
on man's plan.
Right, right.
And God was like, no, I need you to do this my way.
Amen, amen, amen. God's way.
God's way.
His assignment, his agenda. We must be willing to lay aside our agenda and pick up his agenda.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Say, God, what is it that you would have me to do? God, where do you want me to say? God, where do you want me to go?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus came to do the will of the Father. He said that Holy Spirit was going to testify of Jesus. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
So we need to be willing to do the will of the Father. God's assignment that he's given us in the earth, because we are his ambassadors.
We are his.
Ambassadors don't go to another country and do their own thing. They represent a particular country, and they do what they've been assigned to do. We've
and
been assigned to do a work in the earth.
Yes. To bring increase to God's kingdom.
To bring increase to God's kingdom. Amen. Amen. That's it.
Mm.
To bring increase to God's kingdom.
Mm.
To expand the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
To blow the trumpet in Zion.
Hallelujah.
And to sound the alarm.
Because
there is a clarion call that needs to be made in this earth. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mm.
There need to be a sound that need to be released. The body of Christ need to release the sound. The world can't release that sound. They don't have the voice.
They don't have
but
it.
The body of Christ has the voice.
Yes.
They have the voice print to release the sound in the earth that can cause a earthquake, that can cause a shifting in the things that are being done in this earth at this time. We have the authority.
And the power.
And the power.
We've been given dominion.
We've been given dominion.
And authority.
And authority. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus said that the works that he did, that we can do also.
Greater.
Oh, my God. And greater.
Greater.
He's given us power and authority to tread over scorpions and serpents. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus, help us.
We thank you.
Oh, God, help us, Lord.
We
help
thank
us,
you.
God.
Because even as,
oh,
you,
yes,
even as you were you speaking of that sound and that clarion call, we know and we've heard several times from in the spirit about breaking out of revivals again,
mm-hmm.
where people will come running, literally running,
mm-hmm.
crying out, what must
mm-hmm.
I do
mm-hmm.
to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
And so even as we are in this political arena, and I don't really get into it much because I've got to trust God, because I'm looking at both sides and saying, I don't want either one, let's
right.
be honest.
Right, right.
But in the midst of all of that, you're hearing all of this political jargon, you're hearing those in ministry leadership siding with one or the other for their own personal gain. But God is saying, I need my people, I need my sons and daughters
uh-huh.
to take their place. Oh, your husband said it the other day. Elder Johnny said it about how it's time for us to take our post.
Take our post, take our position.
Take our position and
uh-huh.
stand there.
Mm.
Do the work that God has called us to do. It's time for us to bring increase in the kingdom of God, and that means it's time for us, as you stated, we've got to put aside our agenda. We've got to put aside our plan, and we've got to do it the way that God has given us to do it.
Wow. You know, I think we need to recognize also, Pastor Val, that the enemy is not playing patty cake.
Mm-mm.
And he don't want to take any prisoners. He wanted to take us out.
Take us out.
And so every time we compromise,
mm.
every time we become carnal.
Come on.
And every time we allow corruption to come in.
Yes, yes,
I mean,
yes.
we're just playing into his hand. We become a part of what he's doing.
Yes. Yes.
And we water down the gospel. We water down the truth. We water down the good news of the saving power of Jesus Christ. We water down the gifts of the Spirit. of Holy Spirit. We water that down because we don't need that now. That's what they were saying. We don't need that now, but we need it more than ever.
We need it now more than ever. We need it now more than ever.
And, you know, and when you were talking, I could just see the saints. When you talked about revival, I saw the saints praying. I mean, truly lifting up our voices and crying out to the Lord in the earth so that there can be a shifting, there can be a shaking, so that things can shift. Because until we do, until the body of Christ begin to cry out and release the sound, nothing is going to happen because God has already given us the authority. We want to ask God to do things, but he's given us the authority and the ability to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
And, you know, 1 Peter, I think it's 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7, it talks about how sometimes we're heavy because of manifold temptation. But it tells us that the trying of our faith be much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And so we're talking about increase, we're looking for increase, but you're finding yourself dealing with the heaviness. You find yourself dealing with guilt and frustration because of the temptations that you've been in. But God is saying to each of us tonight, look, this is only for a season because your faith is being tried and you're going to come through this, but you've got to trust me. And again, put aside your plan and follow my plan for your life. Mm. For some of you, you may not understand what the plan is. You may not know Romans' road to salvation. You may not know the expectations that God has for you. But that's why we're here. That's why Pastor Carolyn is here with Kingdom Ministries Global Church Living Life.
Amen.
That's why Pastor Linda is here with Agape Christian Ministries in Plainview. That's why Pastor Valerie is here with the Empowerment Place and Using Your Keys broadcast. That's why we're here.
Mm.
We are here as his ambassadors, as his sons and daughters, as his royal priesthood, as his servants, here in the earth to proclaim his word, to set those who have been captive, to set
free.
Them free with the word of God, to bring increase to the kingdom so that there's nothing that you're facing today, nothing that you will face tomorrow that's too much for God to handle, too much for him to allow you to overcome. There's no sickness that you feel in your body that his word that says by his stripes we were healed, that you can't feel the increase in your body moving about doing the things that God has called you
Amen.
To do because that's what his word says.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's what his word says.
Yes.
And he wants to bring increase in our lives.
He does. He does. And we are here to make disciples.
Yes.
To make disciples.
Yes.
Each one can reach one.
How about that?
Amen.
How about that? And that's a part of what we share, even on the Empowerment Place. And we're a part of Kingdom. So for the listening audience, I don't want you to think that we're trying to move in on Pastor Carolyn. Pastor Carolyn is my pastor, and she trusts us.
Amen.
You got to know that she trusts us, that there is no competition. We love our leaders, and we are here to do for them as we are instructed to do. And we give God glory for that.
Hallelujah.
That's a part of bringing increase.
Right.
When you've got a leader who pours into their people to make them better leaders.
Amen.
That's what brings about increase in God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Rejoicing at the goodness of God. Rejoicing because God is doing a work in the earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing
Glory.
It before our very eyes.
Hallelujah.
I can, testify that God, everywhere that I've been stepping my feet, everywhere my feet have been placed, God has been bringing an increase
Thank
in
you,
some
Lord.
Area of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere I've gone.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Increase. My husband, Sis Linda, I got to tell you, we went to a someone's house last night, and I went in empty-handed. And I came out, and my arms were full, and his arms were full, and he looked at me, and he said, "What are we going to do with all this?" I said, "But honey."
Hallelujah.
"No, we've been talking about increase."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "I took the first step because I had an abundance, and I said, this has to go." because I have to make room for what God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all need to hear that.
Amen.
You're holding on to some things that you need to let go of in order for your increase to come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There's some things that you're holding on to that God said you need to let go of because I'm ready to send the increase, but I don't have any room to place it.
All right
now.
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm. You got to have some empty vessels in order for him to fill them to bring the increase.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank
all your
you,
stuff's
Father.
So full.
Thank you, Father. Thank
you,
Lord.
You have nowhere to pour in
because
your stuff is so full.
Mm.
Empty out.
Mm.
Empty out in the natural.
Mm.
Empty out in the spirit. Come on, sometimes you've got to purge yourself.
Right. Don't become a hoarder. We don't want to be a hoarder.
That's right. Sometimes you've got to release something.
Yes.
In order to get the fullness of what God has for you.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
He wants to bring increase.
Yes.
Do you know what it takes to receive it? Do you know what it takes to receive increase?
What does it take?
It takes wisdom, doesn't it, Benny? Elder Benny, it takes wisdom.
Yes.
It takes wisdom. Mm-hmm. A willingness to stay in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
What's
Amen.
On, honey?
Amen.
Insight. It takes insight.
Mm.
It takes, what's that, honey? Oh, God will do a specific work. Specific? And a significant word. He going to help me. You need discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And in all those things, you will get the manifestation of increase
Amen.
In your life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So we thank God tonight. Pastor Linda, I thank you
thank
for
you.
Taking time out to help me as we lift up Pastor Carolyn and her broadcast on tonight, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn and Kingdom Ministries Global Church.
Amen.
Thank you for taking time to come and share with us. Listening audience, we pray that what we've shared tonight has been a blessing to you. It has certainly excited us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It has certainly excited us. Just when we think about how good God is and all the great things that he's doing for his people who are really ready to just plug in and say, God, have your way. My yes means yes. I'm not going to go there. But we say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We say yes, Lord, yes, that we want to plug in. We want to seek you first, the kingdom of God. We want to seek
Hallelujah.
Your righteousness. We want to be the righteousness of God. And then by doing that, God, that you're going to open up windows and doors.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You're
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to present us before royalty,
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, your shokoria.
We're going to be in
Thank
place.
You.
And we're going to,
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
God, we're going to represent you well.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bringing increase to the
Hallelujah. Thank
kingdom
you, Lord.
Of God.
Mm-hmm. God, we thank you. Amen. Oh, what an honor. To be able just to speak the name Jesus. To just be able to share his word. Just coming in his presence. Coming in oneness. Being of the same voice. Being of the same mind. Speaking the same thing. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Lord, we thank you. Pastor Linda, you want to close us out? We've got a few seconds. Amen.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, for every listening ear. Father, we thank you that your word is going forth to accomplish that which you sent it to do. Father, those that have heard it, God, and receive it, God, we pray for an increase in that area of their lives, every area of their lives. Father God, we pray that everyone would prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, listeners, we thank you so much for joining us with another episode of Living Life with Pastor Carolyn and Kingdom Ministries Global Church. This has been Pastor Valerie of Empowerment Place and Pastor Linda Brown of Agape Christian Ministries saying that we love you all. We pray God's richest blessings upon you. And we will be with you again on next week. God bless. Have a wonderful week.